Hey everyone, welcome to Be the Change. My name is Lily Mott, and today I'm going to be talking about how change comes when you get a no and keep going. I am so excited to share this guest with you today, and I really hope that I'll get to meet her at some point for Checking In with Changemakers in person. Hannah Walton is an education and mental health advocate based in Manchester. I really enjoy talking with Hannah and learning about her background and her path to advocacy. So without further ado, let's get started with this episode featuring Hannah Walton.
My name's Hannah. I am a change maker, I guess, from the UK. I sort of specialize around education accessibility and mental health youth provisions. Sort of comes from where my background, really. I left school when I was 14, and that's sort of propelled everything, I guess. I sort of felt very lost without education. I didn't really have a support network, and I didn't even get started in social action until I was 19, just because I didn't have anything, didn't know what was going on with the world or life. And I found volunteering, and I just found that was my passion, and I absolutely loved helping people and being part of the community. And so then I got a bit obsessed with volunteering and did like 10 volunteering roles all at once, which was a bit much, but yeah, I loved it. And then I sort of saw a gap in the market for young people and thought, okay, well, I've got some experience in that because of what I've been through, and maybe I can do something about this. And so yeah, I started the One Third Project in 2021, and I then also sort of planned the Lead the Way Youth Summit around that time, but that didn't happen until a lot later. And it was all just to help young people with backgrounds that weren't traditional educational backgrounds, and yeah, just kind of give them something to root for themselves and get involved in social action projects and everything. So yeah.
That is perfect. That is a great way to get started. So tell me more about the Lead the Way Youth Summit, because I think it's a great place to start, and it's so interesting that you put this together. So tell me about the process to plan for the first summit, how it all went. Give me the whole scoop on the Lead the Way Youth Summit.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't have a lot of network kind of growing up. And so when I got into the space, it felt like everyone had already got their networks, and I was just sort of slotting in where I could. And I thought I was the only one, and I knew that I wouldn't be, but in my head I was the only one. And so I eventually met up with some people at a random youth event that was led by a different organization, and they felt very similar, that they didn't really fit in anywhere. They were just sort of trying to act as if they were. And I thought, well, why not make a space for that? And I'd already made the One Third Project. And I thought, well, I did that overnight with like 2 hours of sleep. And I thought, well, I'll do this. And I basically just put myself into that. I was incredibly lucky. I'd spent a year thinking about it. And then the following year, I was able to get £20,000 in funding towards basically the Lead the Way Summit, but also a bit of the One Third Project. And that was the only way I was able to do it, really. That was sort of, it's just incredible being able to actually put something down. And then the planning was, it was mostly me for all of it. I had some help, but it was a lot of stress. But the young people I worked with are absolutely incredible, like ridiculously incredible. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to work with them. But planning was long. I think it took about around 7-8 months to plan properly. And then we had the summit in August last year. And we had an incredible turnout. I was terrified that no one would turn up because it had been really good on social media. I was like, yeah, we've got this. We sold out like a week before we were going to run it. And I was like, this is all too good to be true. No one's going to turn up. I'm going to be in a room by myself, probably just going on Instagram and be like, hi, everyone. No one turned up, so I'm now here talking to you. But yeah, people turned up. There was like a 70% youth attendance rate with some professionals in there so they could mingle. Incredible topics like climate change, AI, creating campaigns and obviously youth-led workshops and youth-led panels. And there's been a lot of great feedback from that. And I'm so happy that someone got something from it. Because my goal was to just have one person be really happy that they went and they've even made friends or they've done something else with it. And yeah, the feedback was incredible. People want another one, and I'm sort of in the works of planning another one, hopefully in a more major city this time, now that I know what I'm doing. And I think it was just yesterday, there's a young person in my sort of wider network, and they're now planning a disability event in their sort of area. And I was like, oh yeah, I'd love to help. Let me know if I can sort of just be supportive or at least share it for you. And they said that I sort of, my summit inspired them. And I kind of melted because I don't know how to feel about that. It just sort of went crazy. And I'm so grateful for being able to do that. And share it with everyone.
I think that is the most exciting part of this work, when you get to see people connecting or getting involved in different projects, or maybe even starting their own projects, especially if they're doing it because they were inspired by your work, which I think that's just great. So tell me about some of the changes that you've seen through this advocacy and organizing work that you're doing. And can you also tell me about some of the changes that you would like to see through this work that you're doing? Kind of a two-part question there.
Yeah, I think sort of my overall aim in life is to have a big impact on the accessibility into education for young people, to make sure that young people have a support network, regardless of what their circumstances are, just as long as they've got someone who knows what they're doing, preferably. And I think just more of a space for young people who are passionate about causes, because I don't think that space is. Obviously, with social media, everyone is able to now sort of create their own brand for themselves, essentially. And I think there needs to be more space for that as a wider community. I'm sort of looking into something on the side about that. I have like different projects going on constantly. But yeah, I think it's been incredible to witness the sort of evolution of what I've been doing over the past like 4 years. It started off as, okay, I'm going to change the world. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to do that. And then it became more of, okay, right, we're now a lot more community focused. We've got a lot more opinions and suggestions coming in. And then it developed into more social action. And now it's that's sort of the focus. And so I think sort of intertwining social action with education and social networks, and then bringing that as a space and acknowledging that that is very, very important for future leaders and policies going into the future. I think that's really important. I really hope that happens. I think the world would be a lot better if we were able to just sort of give young people the power that they need to actually create the future that they want.
I think it is so important that you're creating community through this work. And I think burnout and feeling lonely are what stops so many people from continuing with change making. So I think that's so important. I have one more question for you. Lots of young people want to create change, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be listening?
Okay, so I obviously have a unique perspective coming from nothing like that. I guess, ignore my dog. She's trying to get involved. How did I start? I got started basically on LinkedIn, I think. I recognized that was a platform for professionals and went, I'm a professional, even though I have no experience. I sort of just followed a lot of people and started to pester them slightly as I got a bit more brave. Was bringing out projects with the One Third Project, and would be like, hi, you're a professional, would you like to get involved? I can't offer you anything, but would you like to try? I mostly got no's or complete rejections, and that will absolutely happen most of the time, which is a shame. But I think as long as you understand that that will happen, but there will be those one or few people that will be absolutely up for it and will be willing to support you no matter what. I think if you keep going and find those people, it will make you feel so much better. I can't even tell you the amount of rejections I got last year. more than I even thought I'd get. But there were those few people that made it so much worth it. So yeah, just keep going. I would say, other than LinkedIn, social media in general is just incredible. You will just find people that you've never met, and you will have something in common, and you can just create groups, and it's amazing. And then other than that, I think if you're really, really passionate about something, try to create something with that. If there's nothing out there that is supporting that specific thing for you, just try your best to sort of make something of it. I didn't have any money when I started the One Third Project or the Lead the Way Summit. And I was only able to do the Lead the Way Summit with funding. So it will take time if you sort of have very limited resources. And I still have no money now. So it does take a lot of time, but I'm still planning a Lead the Way Summit next year because people love it. And I'm finding a way to make it very, very affordable for me. So yeah, there are things out there, and obviously lean on those people that you find. And a lot of the time they know someone who knows someone, and that everything will come together, and you'll be able to be amazing and just show everyone who you are.
I really enjoyed talking with Hannah, and I think that her energy and her passion for the work she's doing are so evident when I chatted with her. I think Hannah's work is inspiring, and I love how she's empowering other young changemakers through the work she's doing with Lead the Way Youth Summit. If I took away anything from this conversation, though, it's that Hannah is persistent, and that is so important. So, after this conversation with Hannah, I am inspired to keep her persistence and her commitment to her work in mind, because change comes when you get a no and keep going. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and you can find Hannah on Instagram at @thatunlikelystudent to get connected with her and follow along with all of the work she's doing. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at Be The Change Media Network. I am working on expanding Be The Change Media Network, which means bringing you more inspiring stories from amazing guests. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could leave the podcast a rating and a comment, because it will help these stories to reach, educate, and inspire more people. I would also love to hear your thoughts and your feedback. Tune in for my next episode, but until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys!